John Stewart, Kamala Harris certifying Trump's victory over her like attending your own funeral. By Warner Todd Houston on January 7, 2025. The Daily Show host John Stewart took shots at both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump over Monday's certification of the 2024 election results in Congress, and joked that Harris's duty to certify the vote was like attending your own funeral. Stewart kicked off his bit saying that it was January 6th and once again, a blanket of angry white is descending on the Capitol. The quip was a double entendre, of course, a reference to the pro-Trump protesters who entered the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, as well as this week's blanket of snow that hit Washington, D.C. He then added, "This white, oddly enough, not as disruptive. It did snarl traffic, but a lot less bear spray and Confederate flags." He also joked that January 6th is a very important day for American democracy. So important nobody even knew it existed until the insurrection in 2021, and joked, "Be honest. Before that insurrection, you had no fucking idea what that was about. You had no idea there was a January 6th ceremony or what it did, or why it did. Now you just got to act like, oh, that's the reading of the election. So important." Of course, the next January 6th after Election Day is the day the traditional day Congress receives the official Electoral College votes from the states and officially certifies the election results. And this year was no different as Vice President Kamala Harris performed her duty as VP and read out and certified the votes to make Donald Trump and J.D. Vance our next president and vice president. It was the same duty Vice President Mike Pence performed on January 6, 2021, after his own loss of office. At John Stewart on today's election certification. "It's amazing how smoothly our democracy works when you don't act like a little bitch if you lose." pic.twitter.com/your6bids6. The Daily Show, at The Daily Show, January 7, 2025. Stewart went on to play the clip of Harris reading out Trump's numbers, which elicited a loud round of applause from the Republican majority, according to Variety. "That's got to sting. She's like, I can hear you," Stewart quipped after the video. "That's like attending your own funeral, and even the mourners are like, woohoo. I can't imagine anything that would be more uncomfortable than sitting there while the crowd applauds your opponent." But Harris also got applause when she read out her own vote totals, too. That spurred Stewart to take a shot at Harris and the Democrats. "Wait. That sounded louder," Stewart said sarcastically. "There is a lot of joy in that room. I think she can still win this thing. She just needs them to find 130,000 votes in Georgia. And then some in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and maybe Wisconsin." But ultimately, the certification ceremony that we all look forward to every 4 years since I was little, went off without a hitch. Because it's amazing how smoothly our democracy works when you don't act like a little bitch when you lose. Not naming names. Just saying, he concluded, taking a shot at Trump. Democrat Stacey Abrams of Georgia did not comment on Stewart's bit. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.